Hello and welcome to Heatcraft University's audio learning series on the 10 tips for a successful installation. My name is Joe Jones, and in this episode we will cover the 7th tip, proper tools for the job. This training series will present entry-level materials for novice and beginning learners and refresher tips for more experienced learners. You may contact me with any comments or questions through my email address, joe.jones@heatcraftrpd.com. Tip number 7, proper tools for the job. Everyone should have a good set of general hand tools with them whenever they go out on a job site. Along with good general tools, they should also include a service valve wrench. Normal wrenches will destroy the valve stems, a brazing torch and materials, a vacuum pump to evacuate air and moisture from the system. Be sure to service your vacuum pump before use. A volt amp meter to make sure proper voltage is available and that proper amperages are being pulled is also good for troubleshooting. A gauge manifold to measure head and suction pressures and to aid in superheat measurement. It is also useful for troubleshooting and to ensure proper system operation. And a digital thermometer for superheat measurement and adjustment. Be sure to purchase quality instruments and keep them properly calibrated. Repair or replace worn or damaged instruments and know how to properly use all equipment before you get to a job site. You will also need lifting equipment for evaporator and condensing unit placement. Just having the proper tools is not enough. You need to know how to use them properly. There are several resources available to help you obtain or sharpen your skills in proper use of these tools. Workshops for this purpose are hosted by many equipment suppliers, manufacturers' representatives, wholesalers, local chapters of professional organizations, tech schools, and industry trade shows. Another valuable source of information is the internet. You can find many instructional guides, user's manuals, and other training aids of many different topics, including how to use the proper tools. An example is the tech topic on evacuation from our website at www.heatcraftrpd.com/resources/tech-topic-evacuation.pdf. This document covers many different tasks needed to evacuate a system, including how to use an electronic micron gauge, which is another tool you should have and know how to use. You can find many such sites of interest on the internet. I once gave a training presentation on general installation practices and was approached by one of the students during a class break who shared with me that he had been working for his current employer as an installer for several years. His employer had provided a service truck supplied with all the tools of the trade, including all the hand tools, gauges, and materials he needed to install a refrigeration system. Until that class, he had no idea what the drum of nitrogen in the back of the truck was to be used for. He had all the tools, but not the training on how to use them properly. It is a poor craftsman who blames his tools, so don't use excuses. Get the right tools for the job, know how to use them, and keep them in proper working condition. This concludes our 7th tip, proper tools for the job, from the 10 tips for a successful installation. In our next episode, we will look at outdoor unit placement. Please feel free to leave feedback or comments on this episode using my email address, joe.jones@heatcraftrpd.com. You can find more information on this topic on our website at www.heatcraftrpd.com. Thank you for listening, and we hope that you will join us on our next episode.